Set summer in motion with the most electrifying Honda vehicles yet. Like the CR-V and Accord, with available hybrid powertrains designed to deliver more thrilling performance and more innovative tech. Summer's here. Make every adventure more electrifying with Honda. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 3.9% APR on a 2023 Honda Accord Hybrid or 2023 CR-V Hybrid.
Buy online, reserve from select dealers, or visit your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
Hello and welcome to Film Companion. You've tuned in to an exciting new interview podcast with Anupama Chopra. To catch more of what we do, visit us on www.filmcompanion.in.
Post-lockdown, in Telugu, there have been 312 films that have begun. And now there are 98 of them on floors, shooting.
Are you serious?
Yes, right now. So you can get a camera or a light for rent also in Hyderabad if you come.
Tell me one thing that you can, whatever you can about this remake of Appan Kosham, what are we going to see?
Well, you're just going to see a slick and probably more dialogue drama version of that film. And it's obviously, it's cut to Telugu culture. It'll have all the swag that you'll want of a power star inside of it too.
Rana, so lovely to see you as always.
Thank you. Lovely to see you too.
You know, we're of course here to talk about your very ambitious trilingual Hathi Mere Sathi. But before that, I have to ask you, has Mihika adjusted to the craziness of being your wife? And
she's figuring out who she got married to, I think, now. This is the guy.
Because I remember, Rana, it was sometime in August, you were going to get married. And you and I were talking about a project and you were setting up a meeting literally the day before your wedding. And I was thinking to myself, this is not a good idea. And better senses prevailed. You canceled the meeting. But have you found...
Okay.
Have you found the mythical work-life balance?
I am finding it. I promised her I'll do this after two releases, after April 30th, after March 26th and April 30th, I have two releases. And see, it's also not normal to have two releases across the country in the span of 2 months.
Yeah.
So I think she gets to see it maximum year one. And after that, we'll pace it accordingly.
You know, but that's honestly what I really admire about you as an actor, producer, theater owner, entrepreneur, tech geek. You know, your vision is so expansive. How do you prioritize all of this? And where does acting fit in?
See, I think it's film first. Whatever it takes me to tell a story, I got to do that. I think whether I started off obviously as somebody who produced an independent film and did visual effects. And that time, the only direction to make big cinema was to be an actor or was to be a director. Those are the only two voices that were really heard. And when I kind of started out, it was Telugu, where it was very mainstream only cinema at that point. And today we have, it's completely changed. It's a whole bunch of genres of cinema that come out there. But I think each time you have to spot to figure out how a film like this is made. And just coming to a film like Hathi Mere Sathi now, right? Films like this were made about 20 or 30 years ago, very often in India, about animals, about friendship between animal and human. And these are stories of life. They're not hero stories. They're not set to make you a superhero or anything like that, but really give you an action adventure through life. And I think this is what my job really is. There's very few actors that get to do cinema like this, that choose cinema like this. But I'm just happy these stories have now come and started choosing me. And earlier, what was supposed to be small and independent, today we're able to release at a pan-India level, at a global level almost. Yeah. So I think that's where the change really is. So whatever I do, whether I'm actor, producer, whatever it is, I think it's film first. This story needs to be told and I need to sit in some of those seats.
You know, I read an interview with Prabhu Solomon and he said that first... they had to get the dates of Oni the Elephant.
Yeah.
And then the schedule was constructed around that. What did it feel like to be upstaged by an elephant?
Oh, well, everything was about the elephants this time, right? It's funny that I'm in the same conference room that we discussed the story at first row. See, when you're in a conference room, when you say you have, there's about 15 elephants, you're crossing this bridge with these 15 elephants, you're going down this, that. It's one thing to hear, but another thing to do, right? When you're walking that earth with 15 elephants, the earth is trembling. It's another, it's the magnanimity of the elephant is next to you, and it's not one, it's 15. That was the first set, right? And that we shot that in Thailand. So obviously we had to be there much more prior to shoot, get the first schedule done. It was an elephant schedule only. So it was their dates for 20 days. We popped in, shot with them, trained with them. And after that, in Kerala, Unni was the next, at least abroad, there's some more availability to shoot with animals and others because there's been a prior tech, especially in Thailand and others. But in India, Unni is one of two certified elephants in the country. So it's very hard for us to catch, get Unni's time. And he was there for a very little piece. I at least got a few days to train with the elephants before. Pulkit and Vishnu just said to get on saying, here you go, this is the elephant, start. And so that's how busy Unni was. But I'm glad there's no other way to get this film done. Mm. I'm glad that we were able to work with live elephants in the best way possible. Yeah. There's no other way to even would have completed this film without them. So yes, I'm okay being upstaged by elephants. There's no problem.
Rana, this film was shot in three languages simultaneously, and the other actors are changing depending on the version. But you are, of course, in all of them, right? I'm intrigued by how do you do that? And as an actor, do you pitch your performance differently for different languages?
It specifically happened with this film. I mean, this is the first time I had that experience too. I mean, earlier I did Bahubali and Ghazi and all these films that traveled across. But they were set in a setting where it didn't matter what else the other people spoke. You could be from any nationality. But here, though the jungle, the elephant, I were common across languages, there's a difference between people who live near a jungle in, say, Kaziranga, and somebody who lives near Coimbatore, near the jungle. There's some sensibilities that are very different. There is politics that is very different. There is trade that's very different around jungles. So that nuance was right with an actor from here, which is when Pulkit happened and Vishnu Vishal became two different actors performing those roles. And the support actors around them, Raghu Babu and all of them, were different four languages. And I think each language brings out that nuance where either the actor will bring it or the director will have it detailed. So yes, there will be a slight version change in the way we've pitched the two languages, the three languages rather.
So, but would you say to yourself, okay, now I'm in Hindi, I'll do it this way. Now I'm in Telugu, I'll do it this way. Just purely your performance?
My performance would be slightly more standardized because he's somebody from the jungle. He doesn't speak too much to human beings.
Right.
So however he throws it is a certain tonality in which he throws it.
So he's elementary in that sense.
He's elementary in that sense. That's the right word. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Rana, just before this film started shooting, you were diagnosed with a life-threatening illness. And I saw Samantha's show, Sam Jam, where you talked about what you went through and how you handled it. And really, I was just struck by your courage and your resilience. It's amazing. And I was just wondering, how did this experience change you as a human being and then as an actor?
First, I think this film was that therapy session for me. As soon as I was diagnosed, it's funny, actually, I just finished about 10 days of filming of the film in the first, before I just got diagnosed. And there was an entire unit that was waiting for me in Kerala. I then spoke to Prabhu sir on the phone. I said, sir, here you go. There's a big problem. I need to leave and I will come back in a while. And I don't know what that while means. So now it is beautiful for everyone to just hold on saying, here you go, he'll come back and we'll figure this out. Now, it is funny, once I was diagnosed, I understood the problem, I understood what to fix. But there's a whole world around you that's only asking you how you are you sick, are you not sick? I mean, that makes you sicker than what you normally are.
Yeah.
And I think just going away to the jungle and being with elephants and being with the wild and coming back after a whole year back to the city, I think that really changed. I mean, I think I needed that time rather than being here amongst people. Nature was the right thing for me.
Mm.
And just on a spiritual note of what really happened at that time is, see, we always, there are enough people telling about, here you go, you've come to this world with nothing, you live with nothing. All that is a classic way of how everyone tells things. But I think only the elephant and the nature taught me that you're actually part of this earth, right? You give back to the earth gives back to you. And that's how you need to lead your life. So I think my relationship with human beings has changed forever because of being in nature for so long. So yeah, so to me, I think this is probably the biggest strength for me to have gotten back and risen up again from all of what I had.
You know, it's amazing. You and Nag Ashwin were on that show and he was talking about how you called him from the hospital and you were talking about Mahanati, his amazing film. And I was like, how does that even happen? Have you always been like this? Have you been somebody who's just really resilient?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, there's no other way to be, no? I mean, when things keep hitting you, you just have to keep getting up and going. And that's a nicer way to be than fall. And yeah, Mahanati was a great film. I had to call him. He's my classmate who made an awesome film. There's no way I wasn't calling him.
You know, post Bahubali, Rana, there's been so much conversation about pan-India stardom, right? But you were really a pioneer in that space. I mean, you did Dammaro Dam back in the day. You did one.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, you did one Telugu film and you did one Hindi film. And it's intriguing to me that over the years, there's been so much movement of actresses, you know, female actors from the south to the north, but men have somehow never succeeded. Even men and actors as mighty as Rajinikanth and Kamal Hassan. But now there's you, there's Prabhas, you know, Vijay Devarkonda is doing Liger. What has changed?
Well, I think it's... See, one is there was a belief, like when I came to Bombay, right, everyone used to keep asking me what happens in Hyderabad, what happens in Chennai. They thought both were the same city most of the years that I was here. And I think slowly post that, I think what really made the difference was Bahubali, where it kind of broke those barriers saying, doesn't matter what language you are, there's something called Indian cinema, which is India heartland. And anytime you tell a story within that, there's a country out there to watch you. And I think that just changed how we view cinema forever. Or see, today now, if you just look at Telugu industry, everyone's just dreaming big, making bigger and bigger movies each year. Year on year, there's history, there's mythology, science fiction, everything being made at grand scale, right? And I think that was really needed. That film was really for India. Because before that, there have been many years, whether it was Mani Sir's Roja, all these films that have cut across industries, but never really, there was nothing following up from there.
Yeah.
It was just a one-off. Shiva came, one-off. Okay, Mani Sir, Ram, they were names that came from the south, but there was no consistency in terms of filmmakers following or actors kind of following up. Now it's, the whole thing has changed. You want to make films bigger than the world ever can see it, and you want to make it out of India. Today, you have a billion people in India that will watch you and push you forward. So I think that's really is the part that's changed. And coming to the bigger stars who earlier transcended, right, came to Hindi films, they've come here after they were superstars in the south. And
absolutely,
it's not like them here, it's like, okay, now you can start from beginning and make a career. Well, for me, it was my second film was Dammaro Dam.
Yeah.
And Vijay, it's his third or fourth year in the movies. So I think now we're younger people, we're fine. And Bombay is now, the internet is much closer. You, Film Companion, has made us much closer in that sense, connected all of us. But yeah, so I think that's really the barrier break. And there'll be more and more coming like this.
I think it's wonderful, really. I'm hoping Fahad Fasil does a Hindi movie soon. Really?
I'm a huge fan, yes.
Me too. Tell me, Rana, you just mentioned mythology, and that is something that you've talked about very often, that's really your passion, you know, to tell these larger than life spectacle movies. I mean, your vision is Amar Chitrakatha meets cutting edge tech meets cinema, right? But here's what I'm wondering. Now, in the last decade, there's been a hardening of political stances. There's been a more shrill Hinduism that has evolved. Do you have any concerns ever that your art might be seen as a part of that?
Not really, because, I mean, especially from the, I mean, you hear a lot of it in Bombay, when I'm here in Mumbai making films, or there's many political stands that kind of come across. But when you're making a film in South India, if it's mythology, it's if it's anything, there's very little that politics ever interferes with cinema in that sense. And when we get to religion, okay, now we're Ramachitrakatha. We've been a comic book company for over like 50 years now. And we don't tell religion. What we tell is story as is, right? It's mythology because it is 5,000 or 6,000 years old. If it was 500 years old, you would have called it history in some ways, right?
Right.
So, and that's the take that we have. If from a global point of view, what you'd look at India and you'd say, what is rich in India? I'd just say it's stories. It's stories and stories of scale, right? I mean, whether you read the Vedas or any of the old books, it's classic stories told in magnificent scale. And that's what our mythology really is about. So I think it's also, it's important for us to come back to tell these stories back again in a way which is not religious context, but really understanding of knowledge that came across. And what one must really understand is, today you call them gods, religions, etc., and all of whatever you seem to call it. But back then it was knowledge. That's how people learned everything. That's how people learned. Like if you read the Rig Veda, it'll teach you everything from brushing your teeth to how to wake up in the morning. That basic to all of life, right? So that's really what we want to transgress to, through these stories. Examples, wisdom, all of that should come.
You know, the last year, Rana, has been tough on film industries around the world. Coming to India, I feel like the South industries have bounced back. Like you were saying, you know, people have announced just massive projects. There was, of course, just in terms of box office, also Master in Tamil and Jati Ratnalu and Upena Crack in Telugu. Why do you think this is? Why are you guys so nimble?
I'll just give you a fact that post-lockdown, in Telugu, there have been 312 films that have begun. And now there are 98 of them on floors shooting.
Are you serious?
Yes, right now. So you can get a camera or a light for rent also in Hyderabad if you come. So that's where the industry
is. I love it. I'm a fangirl, honestly.
Fully, yeah. See, and also I think it was a collective decision first of industries together where all of us had to start for this to begin again. And I think each of us are doing more work than we ever did in our entire careers. Like the big stars are doing 4 films back to back. All the directors are working. All the technicians are back to work. The OTT has just risen a new form altogether in terms of life. And there was a very clear bifurcation of content where, here you go, this is what I do for OTT. This is what I do for film. It's not like, here you go, I made this film. It can go to this or this. I think that's been a very clear divide with actors, with filmmakers and writers as well. And I think giving the last point, it's...
You're saying clarity on where it's going.
Yes, of course. Clarity on where it's going. And then after it, the biggest of them all is really the audience. They were out there. They were just pushing us to get back to work. They were like, we are done. It's 1 year now. We want to get back. And it's been clear, right? I mean, every time we dropped a film, which was right, it just skyrocketed much better than what it ever did before.
Yeah. It's amazing.
It's weird. It's in great shape. It just feels like the country's in different parts right now. One part is just flying very, very fast. The others are playing catch up.
You know, during the lockdown, among the things, among getting married and the million other things that you do, you also launched a YouTube channel, South Bay, which you said the hope, the ambition is to marry mainstream to subculture. So I was looking at one of the videos and one of the comments was that this is what happens when all stoners come together and create content, which I think you should take as a compliment. Tell me, what does Telugu film industry make of all these crazy things that you do?
Well, see, I mean, I've always been this. See, they know me for a long time now. They know me for about 15, 18 years working in that industry.
Huh.
So they're okay with me doing edgy, mad things. Some work, some don't. But I always get the right push, right? See, it's always, what are we trying to do? We're trying to get different artists to create content. See, whatever mad stuff we do, that's finally the circle that we're trying to move. So everyone understand that it's a new circle. There's a new direction to it. Now we have a bunch of artists making feature films for OTT next year from South Bay. So there you go. There were people who were just illustrators, artists, and now they're filmmakers. So I think that what we intended to do was done. And you'll see many more properties like that going on.
And you're at the same time also doing this massive movie with the power star Pawan Kalyan, right?
Right.
I saw these YouTube videos that, you know, sort of talk about you, you know, and your first day on shoot, and they speak about you as the macho star, and it's like hardcore masala. How do you balance all of this?
Well, see, that's the adaptation of Ayyappan Koshim, the Malayalam film.
Fabulous film.
Which Biju and Prithvi had done. Now, for once we got to adapt it, and obviously Pawan Kalyan playing that other role. Now, there's a Telugu culture that is up loud, brash, and much more noisy than Malayalam people are, who just love. So I think we brought all that culture back in. We had a fabulous writer, Trivikram Srinivas, who's like really the top of all of them, writing that story. So, and that's it. So, there was no, I mean, it's just fun. Every day on that set is fun. In fact, I was shooting for that in the morning and I came back for promotions there.
And you have no sort of, you know, trouble going from that massive movie that you're making with Pawan Kalyan to South Bay, where you're talking to Malaysian rappers and all the rest of the stuff you do. It's just what different compartments in your head.
I don't know. I mean, I grew up watching Chiranjeevi films and MTV at the same time. I mean, it didn't matter to me growing up. So I just do it on the same beat.
Tell me one thing that you can, whatever you can about this remake of Ayyappan Koshim. What are we going to see?
Well, you're just going to see a slick and probably more dialogue drama version of that film. And it's obviously, it's cut to Telugu culture. It'll have all the swag that you'll want of a power star inside of it too.
Cannot wait. Finally, Rana, what do you want people to take away from Hathi Mere Saathi?
Well, what we've really done is, like we spoke about marrying mainstream and subculture. In terms of mainstream, I think action, adventure, which are top in terms of genre, is what this film is. But it comes with the most underlying message, which is elephant conservation, which is forest conservation, which is all of that, which is very important today for every single person. And it's directed by Prabhu Solomon, who's again a class filmmaker, really. If you see his earlier films, Kumki, Maina, everything that stands out as cultural cool at all times in Tamil. So we're hoping this gives him a national platform to tell those stories and hope many more animal films are made.
Yeah, absolutely. Very excited to see it, Rana. Thank you so much and good luck.
Thank you very much.
If you liked what you just tuned into, then subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Stitcher and Radio Public. You can now also follow Film Companion on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.